Here on KSOM, talking with Tony Sondestoppen, head coach for Exiron HK boys basketball. And coach, you ran into a juggernaut in Woodbine. What do you take after a game like this?
Obviously, we knew coming in Woodbine is going to be a good team this year again. A lot of returners, and they didn't even have one of their big boys in tonight from a football incident. But it shows that we have a lot of areas to improve in. And some of it too is that they just have bigger athletes right now and some better basketball players. I always say we have an older team, but an experienced team, just because I do have several seniors and juniors, but they just haven't played a whole lot of basketball. So it's early. It's first game of the year. Obviously, we have a long ways to go, but and a lot to improve on. But I like where we're going to be heading toward the end of the year.
Well, clearly the thing about it was I was more impressed with Woodbine's defense than their offense. They frustrated the heck out of Josh Nelson. What do you take from him in a game like this where he just couldn't get on track either inside or outside? And anytime he touched the ball, there were two guys on him, sometimes three.
Yeah, it's a new role for Josh compared to last year where obviously there was a lot of different guys on the team last year where Josh wasn't the main scorer, so maybe the defense wasn't focused on him, where this year is a new role for him. So he's going to have to learn how to go through that, and I'll help him with that. But he just has to find his groove as the number one option and understand that people are going to be keying on him every night. He just has to be patient with the ball, make smart decisions, and not try to rush and just throw up shots just because he wants to. We just need to get better looks out of him, which we'll work on throughout the season.
I thought Woodbine got a lot of buckets in transition. That's something you need to work on. But your half-court defense, you were able to spot shooters at times, especially in the third quarter at times. I mean, how'd you feel about just your half-court defense overall and how it played?
Again, work in progress. Giving up 68 points is obviously not a good thing either. But like you said, there was times when we found shooters where we were rotating pretty well and stuff. Again, there's a lot of things to work on. So I'll look at the film a little bit more and see what we really need to key on and what we can improve on a lot more. But for the most part, I was happy with some of it. But like I said, I'm never going to be satisfied. So there's still a lot more stuff that we need to work on. So.
I thought one positive, Owen Jewell, he just found a way. He was aggressive. I mean, here's a kid who didn't really score anything at all last year, and he was looking to shoot, and that's what you need, I guess, in this offense. What do you think about Owen and just his attempt to at least try to be aggressive and score?
Yeah, like I keep saying, I mean, Josh is in a new role. Owen's in a new role. Austin's in a new role. I mean, we're replacing almost every guy on our team from last year and just new roles. So, again, Austin has to be aggressive. Owen has to be aggressive. We just got to be able to get our spacing a little bit better on offense. Again, against tough Woodbine defense, it's easier said than done. But just knowing our spacing on the floor, get better angles and all that stuff. But I was happy with Owen's aggressiveness tonight compared to last year.
So what is your first priority as you go forward?
Gave up a ton of offensive rebounds tonight, so we need to make sure that positioning and understanding where the ball is going to be coming off the rim a little bit better, just get in better position, but also get a body on somebody and not just look up at the ball when the ball's hitting the rim. Again, a lot of careless turnovers as well, where, again, some of that was from being first game, some of that's being tired from not subbing out as much as what I could have or should have. But like I said, it's still early. We have long ways to go, so we'll see where everything goes toward the end of the year.
Appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Yep. Thank you, Chris.